Experience the lotus blooming. Isn't that what life is all about? Hey world, my name is Travis Ruskus, and welcome back to another episode of the Breathe Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be diving into the topic of opportunity. In the previous episode, we talked about breathing and how that can really tie us into the power of the present moment. And once we are in the present moment, that's when we start to take a look around and look at all the abundance and opportunity that surrounds us. So, wherever you are right now, let's just take a few deep breaths and just start to notice what you see around you. I see some seagulls flying. There's lots of green foliage. There's some construction far off in the distance. But there's this silence that I hear. And this energy and anticipation of what's next. So if you ever caught up in your thinking and you're feeling really stressed out, or like things aren't aligning, they're not clicking, just stop and take a few deep breaths. And just notice what is around you. What signs or signals is the universe trying to send you right now? I know that definitely when things get hard, it can seem like they're just hard. But when things are hard, they're actually showing us how they can be easier. Or when things are difficult, it shows where the friction is. And when we can remove that friction, that's when prosperity flows. So, for example, with the coronavirus that's all over the world right now, a lot of people can see this as a complete lack of opportunity, that all the opportunities that were there at the start of the year 2020 have now pretty much dissolved because how we're living as a species is somewhat changed. So an example for myself is with my book, The Rock Balancer's Guide, starting to build some serious momentum, I was thinking that this year I'd have a lot more leverage to get paid speaking opportunities, and I was really starting to go hard in the outreach getting these gigs, and then the virus came, and you could say that I lost all of that opportunity. But what it taught me to do is look for ways that I could connect with people without having to be in front of them in person. And what I pivoted to is actually teaching rock balance workshops through Airbnb's new online experiences platform. And basically, you and I would just sit down for an hour and I just teach everything I know about rock balancing, as well as how to create your own indoor Zen garden, so that on a daily basis you can just do a little balance like I do to help clear your energy, kind of like lighting a candle or burning incense. I just want to teach the world how to rock balance, and this coronavirus has actually created such a wonderful opportunity for me to actually go into people's homes without being there in person and to teach them this wisdom. So I could almost see that this virus has created a tremendous opportunity for me, because Airbnb has now created these online experiences because they can no longer serve the physical experience market at this point in time. So because I had an Airbnb experience a few years ago out in San Francisco, you could come to the beach with me. And I would do the same thing that I'm doing now in this online experience, but we would be at the water's edge. We'd have all these amazing rocks, the sunset, and just this deep experience. And if I had not done that a few years ago, I don't think that I would have such a fast track this time around with like getting my experience cleared and published and good to go. Because I have some internal Airbnb contacts, and you know, without getting too much into that, I really just wanted to bring that to your attention to show how, you know, an artist, art is one of the least successful markets when the economy is doing poorly. But I this profession has chose me. I was born into being an artist, and my life is a process of awakening into that. But I have to find a pivot, and I have to keep evolving and looking for opportunity. And the reason why I'm just sharing this with you is so that you can look around at yourself. With wherever you're at, there's always opportunity in front of you. And I can even go to an extreme example of, let's say you're on your deathbed. You're in the hospital. You're super sick. What opportunity could there be for you? Well, I think that there could be an opportunity for you to clear or lift some of the burdens that you had been carrying around for most of your life, or to mend some relationships that have been torn. Sometimes sickness can really bring people together, and family members who you may have not heard of or, you know, have despised could share with you that they actually do really care about you, and that can truly fulfill your soul in ways that I can't explain. And I'm just bringing up that extreme example because there's always that extreme. So if you can kind of dial it back wherever you're at now, hopefully you're not on your deathbed. But if you can take some mindful breaths throughout your day, just notice, you know, what is stressing me out? Why is it stressing me out? Is there a simple solution? When I do these mindful breaths throughout the day, I like to call them ninja meditation. I find that when I'm really stressed and I take some breaths, 97% of the time, the answer is staring me in the face. And if I can just relax and release, I can see it. I can see the solution and the opportunity right in front of me. And then it's a matter of having the belief to go after those opportunities. And that's actually going to be in the next episode. So we're going to talk about believe in the future. But right now, I just want to focus on opportunity. If you can think of your life as the lotus flower unfolding and blooming, it's not going to be fully bloomed till you're at the end. And if you think you're at the end, you think you know a lot through your experience, it's totally valid. But if you can treat every moment as if it was a fresh start, as if you knew nothing and you were just a sponge absorbing all the senses around you, that is where you're going to see some enlightenment. If I go around and teach all these people the power of rock balancing and how to unlock your true potential and see the truth inside of you, it can be pretty easy for me to think like I know everything. But one of the best things that I do in these experiences and in my workshops is I act like I'm the student. So sure, I may have seven people who are from all over the world and know nothing about rock balancing, and here I am devoting my life to it. I know so much. How my students interact with the rocks teaches me so much. It shows me what I still have to teach others, because I could go on, you know, an hour long lecture and share every ounce and tip and trick that I know, but someone can maybe get so overwhelmed that they're not having the courage to even pick up a rock, you know. So I try to incorporate that when people are starting in the next experience. And there's just, it's not so much about what can I learn to then teach other people? It's just more of what are other people teaching me about myself? So if I have a student that's so apprehensive about picking up that first rock, it clicks hard with myself and how at the beginning of my artist career, I didn't have that courage to really step into the role of who I truly am. And it's about having that belief once you see that opportunity. So, where are you right now? Do you feel like abundance is flowing around you? Do you feel like someone has turned off the water and you can't seem to get any drops of opportunity anywhere? Just simply check in with that. Wherever you're at, relax, release. Because if you're feeling super abundant right now, odds are, as life happens, our mind will start to constrict and get stressed and slowly, slowly get this tunnel vision where things are not going to be as abundant as they are right now. So it's a matter of just resetting, coming back into that abundance. And on the flip side of that, if you're feeling like things are not abundant, I got to tell you, with this coronavirus, it was extremely difficult for me. And a real abundance of scarcity for me, because I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do? People aren't buying art. They not in this current market. I can't do in-person workshops or speaking opportunities. My whole book tour got canceled. I was trying to go across to Europe and do a bunch of things. It just, all of it was gone. If you're in that moment right now, we have a lot of scarcity. Just relax, take a few breaths, and know that there is opportunity for you. And what I have been discovering is that when things get really difficult for me, I meditate more. And I have found a lot of my students or people who are interested in rock balancing are at somewhat of a low place or point, and they're finding that inspiration to keep going through rock balancing. Or you know, there's a variety of factors. Rock balancing isn't like the end all be all, but I just know that people meditate more when they're stressed or when they're having a tough time. And what happens is we start to set, and once we reset and clear out our energy and just, you know, let go of that tension, we start to have some wishful thinking and we start to have hope and think about what we really want in life. What are our greatest dreams that we want to go pursue? And we'll start to put that out there into the universe. What ends up happening is it doesn't happen overnight, but after a few weeks, a few months, things actually end up being a lot better because the universe is listening. And whatever you're putting out into the world is giving you right back. It's kind of like a big game of ping pong. So if we're just putting out stress and scarcity and I'm not enough and all these other thoughts, over the course of time, that is what is going to attract to you. But if you're putting out, I am enough, my work is valuable, the people I impact get benefit from the work that I do, I am abundant, I am wealthy, I'm successful, I have people that love being around me. Things like this can shift your energy and the vibration that you exude out into the world over time. If you continue to have that positive mindset, you're going to notice that people attract to you, that wealth comes your way, that opportunities are just almost like magnetized to you. And it's because you're consistently putting in that positive intention. Now, where we can get caught up is that after a few weeks of things not being so bad, we don't meditate as much. We get caught up in other things. You know, life isn't as hard, so why would we need to close our eyes and almost pray? This is where I'm at right now, because I'm actually doing really well with considering what happened with the coronavirus and how there's a just a total change in what I'm doing. Things are a lot more profitable for me right now. And I'm finding myself, like, this is almost a reminder for myself to keep the intentions going. Look at the opportunities that are still there. Because now that I have some pretty strong opportunities, some solid apples in my pocket, I kind of forget, you know, of what it's like to be lacking. And my opportunity is to just become so wealthy that I don't have to worry about money when it comes to my artistic ideas. And I don't really care about money, but I notice that time and time again, in order to execute my creative visions, money is a factor. And like, I would love to travel to Japan, create a whole Japan series where I'm balancing rocks in Japan. but you need money to get to Japan. And for me, if I can teach enough people how to rock balance, that is going to buy my ticket to create these artistic visions. So wherever you're at, just breathe, look around you, and notice the opportunity. If you have someone screaming at you, let's say that we're in quarantine together, you're with a loved one, they just can't stand something that you do. What opportunity is in that? It's showing you something. And if you're just trying to say, ah, man, I can't stand you, like, why are you telling me this? I don't like this. I don't like who you are telling me about who I am, right? You get the whole drama dynamics, but really it's like just stopping and listening and seeing, what is it that this moment is trying to show me? So we've just touched on opportunity. The episode before this, we were covering the topic of breathing. If you want to discover your mantra of peace, I encourage you to go to the previous episode to do that. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about the power of belief. So we've breathed, we have our mantra of peace, we're then looking at all the opportunity that surrounds us. From there, it's about having the confidence to really believe in yourself and go after those opportunities in order to have that lotus flower continue to bloom. So wherever you are in the world right now, thank you so much for listening. A call to action on this is, I just want you to stop and look at the opportunities around you in this moment. So thank you very much, and peace to you.